Good morning, everyone. It is Jen Lamprey. It's Wednesday, and we are on the I Love My Body Diet radio show. I am so excited to have you on today, and I am so, so thrilled for this topic today. Jan isn't quite on yet. She'll be on in a sec, but I, first of all, just want to thank everybody for your support and your love for this show. It has really been an amazing adventure to be hosting this radio show. We've had some really neat and amazing content and people and beautiful people and stories and experiences on the show. And I would highly recommend those of you that are listening now or will be listening to this show, please go back in the archives. I Love My Body Diet. When you go to blogtalkradio.com/I Love My Body Diet, you can actually see there are many, many, many shows, and you can go in there and choose something that works for you. I actually recommend, even if you're feeling, you know, you may have something going on with you that day, I would hop into the I Love My Body Diet archives in the shows and see what resonates for you that day and listen to it. And you will be inspired, I know without a doubt. We have so much content now. We've done, I got to actually check how many episodes. I think it's been probably been 100 more, more than 100 episodes of different content, different beautiful women coming on. We've had Beth Banning come on every other Monday. We've had some amazing expert speakers, motivational speakers that have come on. I mean, seriously, you guys, we have a wealth, huge wealth storage waiting there for you to hop into and check out. So I don't share that very much, but I need to start sharing that because all of this work that we're all doing and stepping into might as well benefit us, right? So anyway, I am going to let Jan. Jan is on. Hi,
hello.
Jan.
Hi.
Hey, beautiful. I'm so glad you're on.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about this today.
Oh, my gosh. I am thrilled. I've been actually really doing some going into this whole, you know, connecting all of this investment and self-debt to actual, like, how we have a financial plan in our life. So I'm really excited. I want to hear what you have taught, what you've come up with, and what you think about this and your experiences and stuff, because I really think it's a powerful topic, and I hope that many will hop on. I'm crossing my fingers and saying little prayers that angels will be touching people's hearts to get onto this call today so that people will be able to be inspired, right? So
absolutely. Excuse me.
Jen, I just want to actually have you start out because I know for you, you really have been learning and have learned already, and even from your experiences of working with different people in, I know, placement, like employment placement and different things, I'm probably not saying that right, but really how, what investing in yourself and being in debt, self-debt really looks like and feels like. And so I just want to give it to you for a few minutes and let you share maybe something that's been coming for you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you, everyone, for being on, too. Yes.
Okay, so my background, I was an employment counselor, case manager for welfare services for state government, and my job was to work with people that were receiving welfare benefits for food stamps and Medicaid and even the financial aspect. And so what I would do is I would have my clients come in and I would sit down with them and we would look at their situation. And these were people that were, some of them were first generation poverty, but a lot of them were, I had mothers and daughters on caseloads. So I'd have a mother in one program and then I'd have her daughter in a different program. And it was just kind of generational poverty that this was just what they did. This is how they lived. This is what they knew. And I was absolutely blown away and amazed at if I could actually get them to, we would sit down and identify all the barriers that were keeping them in this situation. And then we would create a plan where I would kind of look at what they wanted to do, what their goals were in life, and then, okay, is it transportation? Is transportation keeping you out of reaching your goal? Is it too hard for you to get to where you need to go? Do you not have a driver's license? Can we get you a bus pass? Is it daycare? Do you need, you know, what do you need? What is it? Is it an education? Is it? And there's so many times that a lot of my clients, you know, a lot was mental health. There's always the mental health aspect. But I'm thinking of one client in particular that she had got pregnant really young. She was like a really, really young mom, 15, 16 actually, I think is when she had her two kids. And she had substance abuse issues and just kind of lived in this space of, lived with her parents, but it wasn't a good situation. And she had been on assistance for a really, really long time, and we were nearing the end of the government allotted time that she could receive assistance. For in the state of Utah where I worked, it was 36 months. And so she was like at 32 months, and we were finally like, you have to go out and you have to get a job. I know we've worked and worked and worked on all these things, and we've got you on housing assistance, so you have a place to live now that's not with your dad, and I've got you bus passes so you can get to work, and okay, what's close? And she found a job at Dairy Queen. And the changes in this woman were amazing. She went from being on services and her whole life and not knowing anything else to working a job at Dairy Queen. Her self-esteem skyrocketed. Mm. She became a different woman. She was so excited to be able to go to work and to have something to do all day and to just feel like she was contributing and valued. And that job at Dairy Queen was like so, so beautiful for her. And as she, you know, I went and visited her at her home and took her some other paperwork, because once she started working, her benefits started to transition out a little bit, but we still did like follow up aftercare type stuff. And so I took her some paperwork, and she just seeing the glow on her face and just feeling her energy and how excited she was for life because she had a job and because she had purpose and because she, and it was like watching her realize that she was worth investing in, you know, that she was worth going out and getting a job and that she could do that. And so many times it's like, I would watch my clients and they were just stuck in these places, and they just, you know, they needed somebody to care about them. They needed somebody to show them that they were worthy and that they were worth time and that they were worth investing in, whether it was education, whether it was a bus pass, I mean, whether it was clothes. It was like, okay, this is what we're going to do to help you to realize that you can do this and that it's okay. And so in my own life, I married at 18, divorced at 20. I was a single mom with a little one. And so I'd kind of been there too. I was a college student and was on all sorts of government assistance and until I finished my bachelor's degree. And that's why I became passionate about working with women, because that had been in situations similar to mine. And I loved it. And it was going from the transition of having somebody else take care of you all the time, whether that's family, whether that's a husband, whether that's, you know, parents, whether that's government, whatever it is, to feeling like I'm capable, I can stand on my own two feet, just so incredibly empowering. And it sometimes takes a minute to sit back and really go, okay, it's okay to let other people take care of me sometimes, but there's something just so empowering about knowing that you're bringing in your own income, knowing that you can go out. And right now my husband works full-time and supports our family, and I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I love my body. I just started doing becoming a facilitator for the I Love My Body diet, and I've done a lot of other things. Like I said, I worked full-time for a long time and supported my family, and I've worked in human resources, and I've been on school boards, and I've been involved in community, all sorts of community things. And there's something about that. I don't know. I think there's definitely a balance, but just doing I Love My Body diet and being a facilitator for this program at this time in my life is, for me, it's like, okay, I know I have these other goals and dreams out here. I know that someday I really want to be a yoga instructor because I feel passionate about it, even though I have a degree, and I've been, you know, I could go back and finish my master's. I started a master's program. I could go back and finish that, but that's not where my heart truly is. And even though, so there's the balance there, too, because I know financially, being an employment counselor and a case manager and human resources and a business consultant and working with employers and all of that, I know that that's probably, in the world's view and in my experience, I guess that's kind of where you would go, right? If you're going to make money and you're going to invest in education, it doesn't make sense to go back and be a yoga instructor when you could go back and finish your master's degree, because that's where, okay, society, this is where you would make the most amount of money, right? This is the biggest bang for your buck. However, I know in my heart and in my soul, for me to be happy every day, like as a yoga instructor, I mean, as a I Love My Body Diet facilitator, I'm like, I get paid to do what I love. I get paid to inspire and encourage and virtually hug women all day. And I just, I love that. And my degree was in sociology and I minored in psychology. And I just remember studying, you know, alienation in school. And I remember studying all of these. It's kind of like a utopian idea that I get to have a job that I love. You know, how many people get to have a job that they love that actually fills their soul and that they would do whether they got paid or not? And I think that so many of us just exist in the society. It's, you know, a job is a means to an end. And I think so much of us, that's how we function. But I think other cultures, it's not necessarily that way. They love each other. They love their lives. They're doing what they're doing as a way and means to support their community and love their community. And it's not just a means to an end. So there's so much here, Jen. There's just so much.
Well, I know. And I just want to comment, and I'm going to share a couple things, too. First of all, I want to comment on, you know, it's interesting because you – here you were doing what you were doing and supporting women. You were supporting people with the job you were doing before. It sounds like it was probably more you had to work from a certain time to a certain time. You maybe had to be away from your family. You would have to be away from your family maybe more doing that job. But you still sounded like you were supporting just when I hear what you said about what you were able to help that woman do to get that job at Dairy Queen. You know, it's again, you were stepping into this value of really making some change, really helping somebody get their own foundation and being able to become self-reliant. Because I know that that's such an important aspect of life, is becoming self-reliant. And so I think it's so great. And I'm just curious really quick just to ask you, and then I do want to go into, I wanted to share a couple things that I discovered, especially this morning. But so as far as like the doing, even say just because you're right now you're a facilitator and there's not a lot of money being made in that right now, just because it's being built and stuff. But what is the difference? Because you're supporting women here and you were supporting people there, obviously, just from your story you told. What is the difference for you? What other value are you finding in stepping into this passion in this environment for you? I'm just curious because it's similar, but it's different. So I just want people to see there is some difference in what we choose, even though we're still achieving certain values that are similar.
Absolutely, Jen. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said, I was at, you know, I had to work 40 hours a week. I had to work from this time to this time. I didn't have a free, you know, I had time off and days off, but there was so much mom guilt. And finding a legitimate work from home job that you can do is so hard, so hard. And for me, it's freedom, you know. I don't have to work 40 hours a week. I can if I choose, but I can also work, and most of my work I do is 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, looking at a post on Facebook. You know, it's after my kids go to bed. I post a video. I post my thing for the next day. So it's actually truly being, for me, it's freedom. You know, it's, I find my own freedom. I loved my job. I loved doing what I was doing. But here, it's like I almost get to go out and I get to pick who I work with in a way. You know, whoever comes to me, that's awesome. But it's like an energetic, here I am. If you want to work with me, come on. Whereas before it was like, okay, you walked in the door, you're a number, you're assigned to me, you know? And so I feel
That's a big piece of it.
Yeah, that's a big piece of it.
Well, it sounds
like... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think, I mean, I'm hearing family is so important to you, and that's maybe the value because, you know, we want, as women, not only are, you know, some are our moms are single, you know, and then there's some that have families and kids, but I just can't help to think, you know, for you specifically, a value you may have is motherhood and a family. And also, like you said, freedom. I love that you just said that, freedom. It's giving you the ability to be free. And so that's, you know, I think these are the kind of things that as we start looking at them, these, where are we investing, you know, our time? Where are we investing ourselves? And then I wanted to talk a little bit about, I really want to get into too, is this self. And I was so excited when I was going to say debt, but then all of a sudden I thought of self-debt and I was like, oh, it's not self-doubt. It's actually when we're investing in ourselves, the doubt is lessened. So really self-doubt starts diminishing. Maybe it's still there as we lose sight of what we're investing in or even lose sight in our plan, which that's what I wanted to talk a little about, is how do we, and this we could talk about, literally this needs to be, there needs to be more discussion on this. This is just super quick. I think we're going to be hitting on just a couple key components to this. Like you just said, as far as just value, finding your value, first of all, like what are your values in your life, your core values? And then I think that's such an important spot to start because this is what I was actually, there's a book that there's an employment resource service that our church actually does. And it's a really amazing program they have. And my husband actually went back a while ago when he was trying to figure out what to do. And when he finished his degree and stuff. And so it's just a really great resource for people to go in and they help. They have job placement and they can do stuff like that and counseling and things. But one of the things they do have, and I found this book a couple months ago, it's the Family Finance Workshop, but it's the Facilitator's Guide. And it's really interesting. It talks about financial, like the specifics of how to get financially stable. And what's so cool, it talks about the four principles of family finance. The four principles of family finance. If any of you have, I don't know if anybody has this book, super awesome book, super simple. Again, it's a facilitator's guide. But the very first principle, and I want to relate this to us, our lives, and our bodies, like literally getting in, I mean, really, if we just start here, is spending is emotional. So just like what you are talking about, Jan, if we look at if spending, meaning actually exerting energy and our lives and putting out this energy inside of ourselves, our spirits, our bodies, and all these things, and there's so much to it. But think about everything that the very first start is things are emotional. We spend our time. There's emotion behind everything of why we spend our time where, what we do, right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And I just thought it was so cool to connect that to investment is it is an emotional thing. Now, our emotions can get out of control, and I think that's where the self-debt comes in, right? When our emotions, when we don't start balancing our emotions or understanding our emotions or having them be ruled by the positive energy or giving more space to the positive emotions, as we've talked about in the other calls. So I'm curious what you think about that, like attaching this self, let's say self-care, but just the emotional aspect of what we're doing. Yeah.
It's funny that you did say self-care because that's what I thought of. I mean, for me personally, okay, so I went from having a career and working full-time and being involved in the community and doing volunteer work and moving away from everything, all my family and friends, to moving to a different state where I didn't know anybody and living out in the middle of nowhere. And I was 9 months pregnant when we moved. And so I went from having a career to be a staying-at-home mom. And the whole self-care piece was so huge for me. So it's so funny that you brought that up, because I think that there is something to be said for that. And I, since I wasn't working and wasn't bringing in my own income, I felt bad about trying to utilize the family's income to take care of myself. And to, and it took until about 2 years ago, my daughter's nine, so 7 years, I spent not wanting to spend any money on myself, you know, not feeling like I could go out and really take care of myself or invest in myself, because I'm like, oh, well, I should be a stay-at-home mom, right? All this should stuff. I should be able to be fulfilled just cleaning my house all day and taking care of my kids, right? Well, yeah, there's lots of shoulds there. But we have found, and I have found through having an emotional breakdown after my mom died 2 years ago, and I don't know how much of this was me or how, and how much of it was honestly my husband, but I think it was more me projecting on my husband, that I need to take care of myself. I need, whether it's therapy, whether it's going to therapy every week, whether it's, you know, getting my hair done every 3 or 4 months, whether it's, you know, taking that time to really say, okay, I am worth investing in. I am worth, I need to do this for me, because it is a piece, it is self-care, you know? I think there is self-care, and the whole debt thing, it's like, yeah, I feel like I'm going into debt, but if I don't take care of myself, the cost to myself and my family, if I'm not okay, nobody's okay, you know? And it's like we finally figured out that if I can spend whatever, $50 a month on myself, I'm a much happier, because I'm filling my bucket, and so I have something to give to everybody else. And
well, huge, huge. Yeah. And this is the deal. The fourth step is compounding interest.
Yes.
Okay, it's power down your debt to power up your future. Now, again, compounding interest is about, you know, there is going to be interest. So if we're investing, and I'm hearing what you're saying, as far as if you, it sounds like you made a choice. I mean, there, and sometimes our lives, it takes this point where literally we are at rock bottom in certain things. Like some, I mean, like you were at rock bottom emotionally.
Absolutely.
There was, you could not take care of your family at that point. I mean, your kids
no.
and be the mom that you wanted to be, literally. And so at that point, there's decisions that have to be made. There's, we're almost forced into, just like, say, for instance, I was forced into, I wasn't forced, but because of situations and choices that I was making and not understanding, and conscious choices and unconscious choices and beliefs and all this stuff, we had foreclosure. We had a foreclosure of our home, and I have horrible debt still due to that, and it's on my credit still, and all these things happened after the divorce. And so I really get this point of, you know, that you have to rebuild. You have to, I've had to start investing in other things in order to start even financially getting out of this hole. And it's taken years. It's taken time. But the point is what I see in this is what is really going, it's this compounding interest. And I think that's what starts happening when we start, if we reach rock bottom, right? We get to this rock bottom point. And then now we go, okay, this is what we're going to have to emotionally, in order to stay. And it actually talks about how, you know, we may think that it says money is more about the emotions that surround it than it is about the math. If money were simply a mathematical problem, making more money would solve financial problems. Making more money would solve financial problems. So it's the same thing with this, you know, just making this, like, for instance, just going about and really being focused on maybe just a goal, but totally taking out any kind of connection or service or what I'm really doing or what my value is or why I'm living what I'm doing or why am I making that goal or and creating that intention. If I'm not understanding those things, then just making that goal, really, is that really going to achieve peace inside of myself, right? Is that really going to achieve the
bottom
things
line.
That I want?
Yep, bottom line right there, Jen. It's about, I, you know, everybody I've ever met, and I've worked with lots of people, they're looking for two things, whether they have money or whether they don't. Because I worked with business owners, too, after I did case management, and then I went into working with business owners and employers. And everybody I met was looking for two things in this life, and that's peace and happiness. And if you don't have that, that's what everybody's searching for. And it's like you think I think a lot of people think that money will give you that. Money will give you that that peace. But I think it's what you said was so right on, because there's emotions attached to it. And I would see clients or see people that would have money and then they would go and blow it. It's like, because they're still looking for that peace and happiness. And it's, you're not going to find it there until you find it inside yourself. So what is it? I think that's the bottom line. What is it that's going to bring you that peace and that happiness? And that's what you need to invest on, you know, whether it's exchange of money isn't necessarily, because we know that money is energy, right? It's just an exchange. It's another form of energetic exchange. So what is it that you can exchange energy-wise to bring you that peace and that happiness in your life?
So, you know, again, because one of the reasons Jan and I are doing this call right now is because we had a conversation last week and we were talking about women. One of the things that we've heard a lot in the I Love My Body diet, and women that have been interested in doing it have said, we don't have the money for it. And we've had to really sit and look at that as leaders in this, doing these programs. It's really look at that and go, okay, what's really going on underneath that, right? And we know, and then you have to look, you end up looking inside and saying, okay, what is it, what can I understand and relate to myself? And so we came to this, we're really understanding more and more as we are investing in ourselves and our self-care and loving ourselves more in that way, what it really feels like to be in an invested situation and in a self-debt situation. And a lot of times we may, and a lot of women or men, I mean, but anyone, like we're talking about, if we're doing something, obviously we want to have an expectation or we have a goal attached to it. We want to achieve something. And I think that's why it might be difficult for people to even understand the value of the I Love My Body diet, just to use that as an example. Because we're not saying you're going to lose weight. We're not promising you're going to do this, that, and this. We do have some promises that we have if you actively engage in the program, which is you'll have greater ability to be in gratitude. But again, that's kind of one of those things that people go, well, okay, but now what?
How do you measure gratitude, you know?
Yeah, how do you measure gratitude? And we want to have measurements. We want to understand. So that's why I love that it said, you know, making more money, if this whole thing, let's just use money for example, if it really is emotional and if spending, let's say it's not emotional, and if we could just say, okay, I'm going to make $10,000 a month and I'm going to be happy, I'm going to be able to do all I need, I'm going to be able to have this, that, and this, I'll be able to take care of this debt. Well, let me tell you something, I've made $10,000 a month and I still am in debt. I still have certain things that are not achieved because there's underlying things that I am still working on, that $10,000 all of a sudden in a blink of an eye, it's gone. And I didn't even spend it on like a vacation. I didn't even spend it on even experiencing certain things that I would want to experience, which would be a value to me. So the $10,000 can just vanish before you know it. And all of a sudden $10,000, I could feel the same having $6,000 a month than I can $10,000 a month.
Yep.
And honestly, I'm learning this. As I'm making more money a month, or when I had no money a month, being on basically on the streets after the foreclosure, there, you know what? It's about, okay, what really and am I willing to put my time and effort into to create investment in myself? And I'm learning that the money will just starts moving. It comes in, and then, you know, and really, and that's a whole other story, but I wanted to actually mention really quick one way. So we talk about value, and 39:30, that went fast. And I don't know if anybody wants to share anything. You can push one. And if you have something to share, maybe a question or something. But one of the things that it talks specifically very clearly about, we know this financially, right, is to have a financial plan, right? Okay, so yeah, we know plans are great and financial plan, but to be financially stable and to start creating financial stability, a plan is very important. And so I wanted to, like, connect that to a plan, a self-care plan. plan. And I know people talk about this also, but thinking about really what is that plan. And I think that one of the keys is to find your values first, really, is to go into and go, okay, what do I really want to experience?
Oh, I love this. And who am I really? Yes, that's something that I hadn't thought about before, but creating values for not just for a specific incident, but for who I am and who I want to be and, yeah, how I want to live my life. Wow.
Well, and it really is powerful, and I'll tell you, one of my values is experiencing. And I've shared this before, but I'm realizing as I've been investing in myself, as I've been moving forward with my visions and purpose and missions and all these things, and as I step into those things, I get more stable. I have, you know, I create my own safety, and I'm learning that. As I'm doing all of these things, which I'm very actively doing daily, I am seeing that one of my top values in my life is to experience things. I want to experience life. Now what I'm seeing with that is, for instance, we ended up being able to, and I've talked about this, we did the Money Manifesting Shield a couple weeks ago again, and we did that, and that wasn't just, it's not just about creating money. We talk about values, and we create values, and we create perfect scenarios. We do a lot of that stuff in the Money Manifesting Shield, and we create this beautiful shield of faith and love and all these beautiful things to help us to move through life so that we can experience what we're meant to experience. But what's interesting is experiencing things in life that are just, I just want to experience life, literally. I mean, it sounds very simple, but I mean, even just the fact that we got to go, you know, for my mom's birthday, my brother and sister-in-law ended up renting a limo to go to LA for her birthday. And we were going to be stacked in my mom's Sequoia, all seven or eight of us or whatever, and drive to LA and be in traffic. And it was going to be okay. But they ended up doing this, like, that week. They decided to do this, and we ended up getting a huge Hummer limo that was, like, three times the amount that they didn't have to pay for, that we all were able to hang out, get this chauffeur. But this is the point. I'm sitting in this limo, and I'm thinking, okay, so I didn't just create money, but I created an experience. And you know what happened to me, and I'm going to get emotional about it, what happened to me in that moment, because I have maybe – you know, there were things that were going on, negative things that were happening inside of me. If somebody said something, I could feel like I can get, you know, with, you know, family can trigger stuff, which is just normal. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, I knew that if I decided I could experience this thing tonight fully and completely and enjoy every moment of it and learn what I, and because another one is learning. So my point, so we ended up, I was dancing. We were dancing in the limo. My family never does that, ever. And we were experiencing something together that was amazing in this limo. And people were looking at me, this is like a $1,000 limo that you rent, you know, just even for a few hours. And we're getting out at Vons. And I mean, it was just as fun. And I was just, you know, I was just like, this is us. And I felt different inside. It wasn't just about the money. It was about the experience. So my point is, what is important to you is what you will create in your life, period. It's just it happens. And this is what we do in the I Love My Body Diet. We are bringing people to the point of understanding who they really are, what they value, what they want. And I'm not even meaning to talk about that on my body, but really it's about what are you going to invest in that is going to create compounding interest. So now that experience I just had is going to be in my brain, in my heart, and now I know that it works. I know that opening up works. And that doing the Money Manifesting Shield works, and doing it together works, and that I can create experiences I want in my life, no matter how it happens.
So interesting.
Sorry, that was a long one, but it's
share?
Just amazing. Yeah, there is actually. There's
okay.
Two people. Hello.
Hi, this is Peggy.
It's Peggy.
Peggy.
Pretty Peggy. We missed you.
Love you. Oh, I got to tell you, last week I was in New Mexico at the Balloon Festival with my brother, and this week I had surgery on my eyelids. So I have this little puppy round face.
Aw, you're so
but
cute.
I'm
you're pretty Peggy,
white.
Though, so I'm sure beautiful.
Anyway, what you guys are saying is so true, and I will put it in my life. You know, I've lived kind of the same life, same debt, same house, same thing. But a few years back, my parents died, and I got this inheritance. And I paid off the house. I bought me a new car. I did the things and debt-free, have money in the bank. I'm still the same person. And it wasn't until I started doing the, so I love my body diet, and I started working on me and making me a better person and making me a happier person, did I enjoy what I had. And now I can go with my sister and get a pedicure. I mean, anybody really at some point can go and pay $20 or $30 for a pedicure. You know, we're talking tiny amounts of money. And I can go in and do that and sit and thoroughly enjoy that. And then for a whole month, I look down at my toes, and they're beautiful. And
I love that.
But I didn't enjoy things like that. I didn't enjoy, I mean, it was nice to be able to pay off my car. It was nice to pay off my house. But I didn't know how to enjoy life. I didn't know how to enjoy me. I didn't know how to take and do something for me, and it didn't matter if it was a big thing or a small thing, but it was a me thing. And now I can go do something. I went down to New Mexico, you know, airline ticket. I mean, that was very expensive. And I thoroughly enjoyed every bit of that. That was so fabulous. But I can still go down and get a pedicure and look at my beautiful toes, which a lot of people don't take time for their toes. And so for a whole month, I can look at my beautiful toenails, and I get just as much enjoyment out of that. And so it really isn't so much what you have, so much what you do with it. It's you need to be happy with you. And when you become happy with you, then you become happy with every single thing you do for you. And it doesn't matter if it's big, and it doesn't matter if it's small. And that's
I love
what
that.
I love my body did
it I
for
love
me.
It. Peggy, I just love you. I love what you just shared. And can't you just get that sense, Jan, when she's talking, like the difference of what, I mean, just even talking about the pedicure and looking down at your toes and seeing these beautiful toes, that was important. That's important. And that did something to you. And again, this is what's so funny about money, because I think a lot of people stop doing the self-care and things, and you can go extreme with that too. I know there's a balance with that, right? But understanding that, you know, with that, it's letting go of even, say, for instance, you know, that I spent $60 at a pedicure, which I didn't mean to, because I haven't done a pedicure for years, and I went and spent that. And when Gentry was here, we went to a more expensive place, not knowing it, and spent that money. And it's like, I see, for a second, it's like I want to hold on and go, I could have gotten that for $20. But what's interesting is when I just let go and just paid that money, I had money in my account. We're eating. We paid our bills. Like, do you know what I mean? It's when I let go and just enjoyed what happened, and I loved my yellow color. I would look down at my nails and feel the same thing. So, again, this is what's so amazing is the money.
I think
we look at the numbers.
Say,
yeah.
I think it's to say, I am worth this. So whatever it is that you – in your budget that you can say, okay, we could do without this much. And whatever that amount is, if you take it and you when you spend it, you say, this is so cool. I am so happy I'm spending this money on it. And if you can and really indulge in whatever it is you do for you, that's really the key.
I love that. So perfect.
Love it. So, Peggy, we have one more person, and then we will get off. But, Peggy, I want to thank you so much. You really did you just have such a light when you come on. Just really, truly the joy. You can feel the shifts that you've made, or maybe I've always just felt them. So, but thank you so much for being pretty Peggy for us. We love you. okay, so we'll go to, we have one last caller. Just really quick, I want to point out, too, an inspiration that I had, a very clear inspiration about the word frugal, and something that we use, I know, in our communities, in the LDS community, we use the word frugal. And so it's been a kind of a trigger word for me, and I got a very clear understanding of what frugal is. Frugal is just value. It's just spending money on what you value. That's all it is. And so, again, and in that, we may value a car, right, which is fine. Or we may value only cars. Get what I'm saying? Like, we may only value that. And it, we may have to look at that and see, maybe go, okay, what really am I, what value am I really getting from this, and even go deeper than that. So there's always even this, like, this ability to go deeper, isn't there? Like, layers of what that really looks like. And as we keep living in our values, I think we learn more of what our values, our deep core values are, if that makes sense. Like, it's important. So if cars are important to you and you want to buy a car and then see how you feel. And if it's still not satisfying, okay, look a little bit deeper and see what the value is under that that wanted, that made you want to buy that car. Do you see what I'm saying? And go deeper.
Yeah.
And it keeps, to me, it keeps releasing. You'll keep releasing and going into, and then it just, you probably could buy 5 cars if you wanted eventually. I don't know. But let's go to our next. And then, Jan, I want to hear if you have any last thoughts.
Hi, this is Colette.
Hello. Hi, Colette.
So one of the things, one of the things that the thoughts that occurred to me as I was listening to you, and Peggy mentioned it too, had already, is the whole thing about this is choice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people would say, but I don't have a choice. But you do. You always have a choice. What do you want to focus on? What do you want to do? Now, sometimes you may say, well, I don't have the money, so I don't have a choice. But you don't have to invest on something on a huge level. Let's say, for example, you're talking about doing something for yourself, and you're looking at a car, for example. You need a car. Well, you don't have to go out and buy the $100,000 car that is way expensive, you know. You have a choice. You always have a choice. And I was thinking about investing in I Love My Body diet. You have a choice. There's actually something for everyone on every level. There's a free level. For those who sign up, they get 3 exercises. And all they have to do is put their email address in there. And then they can use those exercises daily if they don't have anything else. And as they use those exercises daily, focusing on themselves, they should be able to find a way where something's going to come out, where maybe I can make another investment somewhere. But it's always a choice. And when you put your mind, one of the things I've learned is when you put your mind on, this is something that I want, it may not come right away, but it will come.
Mm.
It will. I put on a vision board one time that I wanted this beautiful home, and it had all these features, and it took me, and it took me almost 10 years to get into that home. But it was on the vision board, and I got it. And I couldn't believe it when it happened, but it happened. And it was a miracle the way it happened, but it happened. But it was because I made that choice that this was what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept my focus on what I wanted, that it came.
I love that. And, you know, that's something that Beth was talking about Monday, about a lot of times we're conditioned to, and if you listen, just listen to people and listen to yourself, if we really do that, we can hear if we're saying things we don't want or things we want. And I think, too, again, comes into gratitude. But it's interesting because you actually hit on one of the other 4 principles. So we've already talked about compounding interest. We have the emotional, that spending is emotional. It also, but one of the things you talk about, savings, it talks about savings is delayed spending, because it actually says that we're meant to spend every dollar that comes in somehow, some way, meaning that money is meant to move. There's movement. But I was relating that to patience for what we want. Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm almost done. Sorry, okay. Patience for what you want. So the savings is delayed spending. When you are, like what she just said, just putting that on a vision board, you know, that to me, that's saving. You're saving this value, this desire that you might have, and saying, and again, savings, you still know that's there. Like when you go back into your savings account and you look and you see, okay, that's still there. I think it's important to keep focus on it, you know, to know what's in there. So I look at that, like a vision board is a great example of savings for ourselves.
in our financial plane, in our, how would you, I don't even know the phrase to use, not financial plan, but what is that? Our self-care plan, or
life
is that
plan.
What you call it? Life plan. Yeah.
I would say it's your life plan. That's what I use.
I like that. I love it. And I'll just throw out really quick, the last one of the four principles is track. When you track things, you have more control of it. So again, I think it's important to see that, you know, we can track even though we may not see a specific measurement shift, but as we track things and we create this life plan, as you're just talking about, don't you agree? I mean, if we track this and see, okay, well, this just shifted, and I think that's why it's so important to look back. Don't you think, Jan, to actually, like, go back and go, okay, what has changed for me?
Absolutely. I think it's about gratitude. I mean, looking back, you can see progress. You can see gratitude, and it gives you an opportunity to just sit and really lull and love my body diet. We call it celebrate. It's like, okay, look, I really am making progress, even though it feels like I'm just planting seeds and that I'm going nowhere. Well, I have been making progress towards my goal, and I can be grateful for how far I've come, and I can be grateful for, you know, the journey and the experiences I've had along the way.
You know, I put a post up on Facebook. I don't know if you guys saw that a couple days ago about if you're really, you know, feeling like crap, basically, to reach out to two people that day. And it's very, what happens with that, and I know this, because I've experienced it, and this is the compounding interest, is that if we just, and that's a value to me, is to serve, to actually connect with people. That's a huge value for me. And as I did that and have done that, I have actually seen, as you talk about, I've seen shifts. I've seen the payoff of that for myself in my life. And we really are, before we know it, we'll wake up with this compounding interest, and we'll wake up and we really are billionaires, meaning we will see that we have a beautiful life. We will see that things have come into alignment with God, if that's what we're choosing. We'll have more health in our relationships with our kids and our husbands and our families. So I think that's really, I mean, again, everyone has different values in what they're searching for. But like you said, Jan, peace and happiness is really what I think all of us are deeply striving for at the core level.
Absolutely.
Is there any last thought you have really before we get off, Jan?
This has been so great. I want to learn more about Colette's life plan, as I think that's, wow, there's so much here. There's so much more we could go into. It's such a beautiful thing. I just wanted to share really briefly about my experience with I Love My Body Diet. I had a friend that gifted me the first month. This is when we did it in month increments. And I was like, I don't know. I saw the value in it, but I didn't want to invest the money and didn't feel like I had the money. Well, the second month, I had a yard sale so I could do the second month. And the third month came up, and I was like, okay, I see the value in this. My husband sees the value in this. He's seen me change, and we put it on the credit card. And I'm like, I think that, you know, not that I would encourage anybody to go into financial debt, but you know what? Sometimes going into financial debt, the payoff is worth it. So that's just kind of my last parting thoughts.
Well, and I want to just mention that it's really not, you're actually you are in self-investment in that moment, because you knew that you were going to change. You knew also that you were going to take and make choices that were going to be more conducive to your progress and health. And in that comes more money. It's just a natural byproduct. It really is a natural byproduct a lot of times to be able to take care of your needs. Your needs will be met, period. They just are. As
well,
you keep progressing. So,
it's a way to act instead of just being acted on. I was literally stepping out in faith going, okay, I know that the payoff for this is going to be worth the money that I'm investing, and just having faith that, you know, whatever was going to take place is going to take place. And it kind of happened that way for me. The quickening, getting to the quickening, I knew I wanted to do it. I thought I was literally going to have to go donate plasma so I could go. And all sorts of things shifted in not ways that I expected for me to be able to be there. And I just literally saw the Lord's hand in it, and it's so beautiful. It's so amazing. Kind of like Colette was saying, just having it kind of not, I don't have a vision board, but just putting it out there, okay, this is what I want to do, and these are the things that are keeping me from this. I need to do this and this and this, and having it line up just beautiful and amazing, and seeing that we are valuable to Heavenly Father, that we are valuable to God, and that He wants us to be happy, and He wants us to have that peace, and that He's going to, if we ask Him, then He is going to put things in place for us to be able to do that.
And I thank you, Jan. And again, I just want to, there's two things really quick and we'll end, and you guys have been awesome. We have, everybody has stayed on this call. So I know that this is obviously supporting everybody that's on here, and I'm grateful for you all staying on and listening. And I hope that this, you soak in one of these things, but I do want to say one thing as we talk about, again, really think about how you create a financial plan. I think more of us are aware of that. I highly recommend, if you know or can order this, the Family Finance Workshop Facilitator's Guide. I don't know where else you could get that. I got it at a store. There's bookstores and stuff.
I wonder if it's on LDS.org. We'll look.
It might
be.
I'm going to look. But so that, I like, really look at this and connect this to, but we're actually going to go in detail. I felt inspired to, and it's funny because we're going to start the Prosperity Mastermind. And it's interesting because prosperity has been a huge thing that I have also been drawn to. And then masterminds, and then this I Love My Body Diet. And so we're going to be really having that be an arm of I Love My Body Diet, this prosperity mastermind, in order for us to really get how to have this better relationship also with money. We're going to be connecting these things. And so that's going to be happening really soon, you guys. But I wanted to say, if you don't have the value sheet, if you have the value sheet and you don't know what your core values are yet, or if you already know what they are, please go back to them and decide to live in those core values right now. Decide to step into those. If you don't have the value sheet, go into the after show chat on Facebook. You're invited, and in there is their files, and the files, there's a value sheet list that lovely Beth Banning and Neil Gibson have let us use. And I also want to mention that even if you don't want to invest in I Love My Body Diet right now, we are going to open up a group for the three-day workbook that's on our website. We're actually going to open up a three-day. And I'm thinking, you know what I'm thinking is just to, I think just to start it this week. I mean, why not, you know, and get it started tomorrow and just open up that group. So if you want to just be involved in that group and you can post, you know, what's coming up for you, you can do all that. It'll be something that'll just be open and free for people to experience and see the value, not only in the I Love My Body Diet, but the value you have. And start identifying your values. So we're going to start doing that too. Okay. And my baby wants chocolate chips. She values chocolate.
Smart girl.
Makes her happy. So I love you guys. Thank you so much, Jan. Let's just keep talking about this, and we will create more around this. We need to create like even just a webinar series and all that around this, without a doubt. I mean, because it's so connected. This is the core of what the I Love My Body Diet is about. Don't you agree? Like, really, what we're talking about right now.
Oh, yeah.
This is what it is.
And finding peace and, finding that in your life.
I mean, this is what it is.
So
we need to really break this down more. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Love you guys. Thank you, Jan. Thank you, everyone, for being on. Have a wonderful day. Love yourself. Love your body. Remember, you're worth it today. Don't let anyone else tell you otherwise. No matter what. And we'll talk to you Friday. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks, Dan. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye.